Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful start of the week. The weather is really great today. There was a bit of rain this morning, but it seems like the sun is out now, so I hope you guys have a chance to go outside and enjoy the sun. For today's episode, I will be playing a romantic song playlist. So I hope you guys can sit back and relax and listen to these songs and just feel the romance coming out from each of these songs and just feel the vibe. Before we get started, let's get through some ads and some PSAs and the station ID, and I will see you guys soon. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasia, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Mustail.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful start of the week. It is currently Tuesday, November 26th. It is the afternoon. I hope everyone is doing well with the end of the semester, which is coming up soon. We have two more weeks, including this week, of classes left. I hope everything is going well for you all. It is definitely a very, very busy time this year, but I believe that we can all do this together, persevere through this, and hopefully we can all have a very enjoyable Christmas. For today's episode, I am actually going to be turning on some songs by Bri Webb. And I will also be talking about a story that I wrote recently related to a fantasy science fiction blend genre. And then I will end off the episode with some fun facts for you all. The interview segments are going to be coming back soon, but definitely it is a busy, busy time. So I think as much as it is busy, we have to take care of our well-being, especially in those times, because it's very easy to neglect your health when things are going, busy and a lot of things are going on simultaneously, which I believe is probably the most difficult thing, is trying to juggle so many different things all at one moment. But I'd say that, although it's stressful, there is a very big sense of rewarding feelings that come after when you do complete all your tasks. So I hope that is something that you guys are looking forward to. But before we get started with this episode, let's get through some ads, PSAs, and some show promos, and we will get into the episode. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
Anthasia, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Mustail.
ZZ Theatre presents The Rainbow Youth Project, produced by Yanting Chu and curated by Brittany O'Rourke, Alan Pronger, and Bria Chance. This annual community storytelling project centers the 2S LGBTQ+ voices who often don't get a say in their lives, bodies, and identities. Bringing two-spirit, queer, and trans youth from across Metro Vancouver to share their stories. The Rainbow Storytelling Project is a low-barrier, one-on-one project in which people share true stories from their lives. It is designed to challenge stereotypes and preconceived notions of otherness, promote dialogue, reduce prejudices, and encourage understanding by connecting people who under normal circumstances might never meet. The Rainbow Youth Project will be running on dates November 16th, 17th, the 23rd, and 24th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Vancouver Public Library Central Branch on the third floor. This is a free event with no sign-up required. All that is necessary is your attendance and your empathy. Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you. This time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at CITR.ca.
It's Nardwar to Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. Doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. For today's episode, I am going to begin with a brief description of a fictional story that I recently tried to write about. The plot is driven out of the genre of fantasy and science fiction. I decided to blend these genres together to make it more interesting in terms of the aspects of detail that I'm going to be putting in within the story. So it follows a young boy who has a power to excrete a very specific kind of tear that acts as like a superpower where it destroys this virus that's being acted as the main conflict within the story. And so this character has the power to spill his, or make a type of tear to destroy the active nature of the virus. But because he's a young boy, he doesn't really know how to actually utilize his powers. Therefore, he's in a very lost position. And so through his journey in finding out how to use his power, he meets another character named Dee, who is very, very well-skilled, very familiar. They both have the same power, and they end up working together to fight off this virus that's invading the Earth. The issue about this story is that Sebastian, who is actually the protagonist of the story, has a very specific type of power that Dee does not have. Therefore, following the Chosen One trope where Sebastian, who is actually not ready for this big responsibility of saving the world, is actually put in a position where he's the only one who actually can save the world. And so they kind of both work together to find out how Sebastian can develop his skills on time, because if they don't, then the planet that they live in is going to be consumed by this virus. It is a work of progress, this story. I wanted to create a different type of superpower, because I think one thing that is important when you're writing a story is to make the details somewhat unique. And I thought that, you know, for my first story, I was talking about the superpower of fire, water, you know, the natural aspects that can be connected within the supernatural would be a great thing, which is. But I just thought that something that's more connected to the biological aspect of the human, hence creating a power that's related to the tears of the characters. And then the virus, which obviously acts as a science fiction related topic, which means that the conflict and the actual solution is almost contradicting each other, because one is fantasy and one's science fiction. So it's that blend that really makes the story unique in that sense. So that's kind of a brief overview of what my story is going to be about. I've been recently trying to explore within the genres of fantasy and science fiction, seeing how it works, how writing it in a separate genre differs from when you blend it, and when you do blend it, what sort of aspects that you need to enhance in order for that blend to be visible within the story. And so I think this is a very great exercise and choice when you're writing fictional stories, is that I think blending genres does give you a fresher look in how different genres act within a story. And through blending them, you start to pay more attention to the specific elements of the story, whether it's the conflict of it or the solution or the characters, their attributes, their personalities. And through that, you can kind of blend it within each other to create a more creative and unique piece. So that's a little bit about the genre of writing, what I've been exploring with. I hope you guys are exploring as well. I think exploring within genres, you know, mixing them together, writing them separately, and really observing the differences is a crucial skill and a crucial exercise to really help enhance the understanding of the genre, but also the writing flow as well. So if you have any stories that you would like to share, you can always call the number 604-822-2487, and we can discuss what you felt when you were exploring with the genres and what you think are distinct within each genre of writing. So for the next portion, I will be talking, I will be playing the songs that I've chosen for you guys. This band is called Bri Webb. He's Canadian. The first song that I have for you guys is called Webb, spelled W-E-B-B. So he is a Canadian singer-songwriter. He's best known for being the vocalist in the band called Constantinus. And so I hope you guys enjoy the song. Here we go. The next song I have for you guys is called I Can't See You. The first one was more of like an acoustic song with, you know, I believe those are trumpets and some other instruments as well. And I think sometimes listening to those songs, you really get a chance to go deeper into listening to the instrument itself and how that combines with the overall setting and how the instruments blend within each other. So the next one is called I Can't See You by Bri Webb. Here we go.
I love you.
I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was called I Can't See You by Bri Webb. The next song I have for you guys is called Older Than the Dirt. I hope you guys enjoy this song as well.
Great-grandmother put the kettle on. When the kettle whistled, great-grandma was gone. So cross the open ground, holding everything you've earned. Still good gets done without you. Still lessons left unlearned. When you're older than the dirt, waiting for the flowers to return. Logic to the last intention. Logic in the way we care. Holding on forever. Singing as the floor was swept. Words for actions and words for God, names for all people ever sleeping in the sun. Amend the changes that you've had. Passing time, there will not be a word. When you're older than the dead, and waiting for the flowers to return.
Was Older Than the Dirt by Bri Webb. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. The next song I have prepared for you guys is called Outbound Only, No Return. I hope you guys enjoy this song as well, but before we get into it, I also want to say tonight is actually our second last night of Shindig that's going to be happening, so please go check it out. It'll be at Redgate Art Society in Vancouver. It's going to be great. This will be the last night to perform, and the last night where we actually have all the bands out. And then next Tuesday, it'll be the finale. Or I believe it's on... The finale is actually either on the Friday, which you want to check with CITR as we have the information here. But please go check out tonight for Shindig. It's a great event if you like live music, so please go ahead and see if you can fit that into your schedule. And then next week will be the finale. Stay tuned for the dates as well. But here is Outbound Only, No Return.
was a minute taker, and for every minute taken, for any absent kept the word, so none present be mistaken. Good night, Mrs., good night, sir. Executive, executive, on the last line home again. Outbound only, no return. By missive or by mission go, I took the call, I took the letter, that no one was coming in today or any other. Good night, missus, good night, sir. Good night, people living up. Transit go and watch one step. Outbound only, no return. Lights off, workplace, get well, warning, loveless, life fades in time, lapse with full time, tell truth, say what found you outbound.
Outbound Only, No Return by Bri Webb. The next song I have for you guys is called Goodbye. I hope you guys enjoy this song.
I'm sure, but I've been sure before. A good times, peril, crisis, oh singer. Wandered out, uncommitted by recovery workers, welfare bringers. Say, sing all joy of language in a single word. Say, make a living. Say, Harold Lindsay Bird, like a high wire stooge, like people I was trying to write a song called Goodbye. Been gone, falling out of love, talking to myself, living by the door. Sometimes love gets institutional, but I don't work for you anymore. I was what I could provide, now I'm the border, and I'm the way I say I am divine. I'm a little dust in the public eye. I am goodbye. I'm through with all the rain. Now watch the light
That was Goodbye by Bri Webb. The next song is called What I Do. I hope you guys enjoy this song. Here we go.
On the wires, in all kinds of weather, when I fix the wires. Make myself feel better. I owe to know the price of purpose. I paid the bill that came past due. Just
the ground receive every power.
That was What I Do by Bri Webb. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. For the next couple minutes, I actually have some fun facts for you all related to the topic of weather. So here we go. The first fun fact for today is you can tell the temperature by counting a cricket's chirps. I wonder how that would work. Like, how many chirps would equal a sunny weather or the temperature? Maybe the cricket chirps. It says temperature, so I guess you would really have to count. But when would you know to stop counting? How do you know that you're counting when the cricket starts? I guess in that way, it can be a little confusing, but that is a very interesting thing. I guess crickets can be then considered the weatherman or the weather person of nature. That's very interesting. I do know that there are certain animals that can predict weather, and so they act according to that, whether it's through hunting or, you know, staying within the shelter. But the next one is sandstorms can swallow up entire cities. I've seen sandstorms before in movies, but I don't know what they actually look like in real life. I would imagine that they're very, very scary. Obviously they're very big because apparently they can swallow up an entire city, but that's insane. I mean, I wonder how the sandstorm would die down. Would it just be just a bunch of sand just dispersing in different directions? Therefore, it would spread across and just vanish? Or if it just, you know, goes through a process and then it just dies down immediately? But the next one is the coldest temperature ever officially recorded was -89.2 Celsius. That is very cold. I can't even imagine how cold that is. I mean, the next one is about 2,000 thunderstorms rain down on Earth every minute. I wonder where the location is for all these thunderstorms to happen. Considering how big our Earth and our world is, 2,000 may not seem like a lot, but I don't even know how this is quantifiable, because that would require a lot of math and almost prediction as well. But I guess weather does play a crucial role in predicting these natural disasters. So the next one is, lightning often follows a volcanic eruption. That's interesting. So then, I guess if you see a volcanic eruption, you can kind of predict that there will be a lightning strike. All right, the next one is, blizzards can make snowflakes feel like pellets hitting your face. Wow. I do remember when I did go to Toronto, I went to Canada's Wonderland. It was very fun, and it was actually raining towards the end of the day. And thankfully, we were about to go home, but we went on a ride. And as the ride was coming down from the high point, the rain, which was very, it was like sprinkling. It wasn't even raining, but that raindrop felt like pellets hitting my face. It was so painful that I had to cover up my face during the ride, which is very interesting. And I guess that just goes to show how strong water can be. Yeah. The next one is, some frogs get noisier just before it rains. I wonder if this is some sort of defense mechanism or it has some sort of subtextual meaning behind it, you know, related to their survival or their communication. But this is always interesting to hear about, because we kind of know how every action within these animals is actually somewhat calculated in a sense and has purpose. The next one is, the most damage ever caused by a thunderstorm was in 1995 when hailstones bigger than cricket balls fell in Texas, U.S. That is insane. I can't even imagine a hail being so big or even comparable to a golf ball. That is very, very insane. I mean, I don't know what a cricket ball looks like, but I guess I'm assuming it's very big. The last one for today is, water sprouts or rotating columns of air over water can make sea creatures rain down from the sky. That's very interesting. This reminds me of the movie Cloudy of the Chance of Meatballs. I believe that's what it's called. It's a complete classic animated movie that I enjoy till this day. I mean, very rarely would I just stumble upon it, you know, rewatch a couple of my favorite scenes. But I think this, you know, reminds me of that specific movie as well. But that's it for the fun facts for today. Like I said, everyone, tonight is Shindig, night number 4, I believe. Please go check it out. It's going to be fun. There's going to be some live bands playing. So if your schedule allows, please go and check it out. Our lovely staff members at CITR, along with the executives, have done tremendous work to make this event happen. So please go check it out. I remember going and I had a lot of fun. The music is good. So go ahead if you have some time. We also have an event going on soon after Shindig. So please stay tuned for that as well. There's going to be a lot of activities that are going to be going on and taking place here as well. So as long as you are in tune with what we're doing at CITR, there's going to be, you'll be up to date. I hope everyone's semester wraps up well with, you know, success. It's definitely, like I said, a very busy time of the year, but, you know, we're all in this together, so let's all persevere through this time. I hope the weather gets better. Maybe it'll snow. I'm not sure, but it is getting towards the end of this, you know, the year. You know, December's coming up, and it would definitely be nice to see some snow, you know, get into that Christmas spirit as well. So let's hope for that to happen. We're going to end off this episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will come back with some more interviews and some more movie recommendations and movie reviews soon. So please stay tuned for that. Thank you all for listening. My name is Jeff, and I am signing out. So here we go. I stay for a long time, cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you. Up in this bed next to you, swear the room here, yeah, got no ceiling. If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking. I might have to tell you something. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you.
long time, cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.
That was the last song. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Whippy, that's east of Toronto. Used to take the jet of downtown to check the sounds of DJ X, the mastermind in the underground. Now I'm grown up, but I feel stuck. Hip-hop head forever, trying to keep it together. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. Pressure brain, pressure falling on my head like rain. But fame can bring pain. That's why I got game and a rude attitude that I call Emily Hayes. So you could get the Bozak if you claim to know that what I'm living. I break it down like long division. A mathematician within the vision like Stevie. No wonder I make a mover from Madrid to Vancouver. Looking for philosopher's stones. It's over there. No, it's over here. What? It's over here. 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 And we blow the spot. Put your city on the map and it's called the sea. It's over here. It's over here, and we blow the spot. Put the city on the map.
You're listening to Noise Complaint here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people on UBC's Vancouver campus in the city colonially known as Vancouver on Musqueam, Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh unceded land. We have a special treat for you here today. We have Kez live in the studio. Here she is. Take it away.